Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very happy to tell you that Walter Kieschel III is back with us. Walter's become a great member of our Brain Trust in the last year or so. He's the former editorial director of the Harvard Business Publishing Organization. He's the former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, and he still contributes to a lot of great publications. He's the author of The Lords of Strategy, and he's our good friend. Walter, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you again, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Now, Walter, you've got something on your mind that I figure that the young kids out there listening, if they know anything about me and you and our website, my website, and they've seen my picture, they've seen my gray hair, if they, you know, they see your picture, which we have on our website.
With my gray hair.
And they can tell that you've been around the block a couple of times.
Right.
and then they hear a couple of us old guys talking about social media. They got to be chuckling a little bit. What do you think?
Oh, I think absolutely. It's a huge generational divide.
What could these guys know? That's what they're saying, right? of course, the truth is, you and I are presuming that the young kids even regard us at all.
they're
even aware of our existence, let alone have any concern for us.
Well, and they might be more aware of our existence if you and I were more active on social media.
Well, wait a minute, Walter. Take it easy there. We tweet every day.
Right.
I've got a blog. I've got a Facebook page. I'm on LinkedIn now. Am I the most active of all the people I know? No, I'm not, because I actually have a life. But anyway, you've got this on your mind, so talk to us about it.
Well, you're obviously all the way there if you're on that many different kinds of social media. But I wonder how many of the small businesses and members of your community and folks that listen to you are that active.
Yeah.
And whether they should be thinking about it more, both in a kind of defensive sense of finding out what's being said about them or their businesses on these different media, or in a more proactive sense, pardon the expression, in the sense of getting their message out via those different media. I think you're absolutely right, Jim, that there's a generational divide, and people over 40, we kind of say, well, what's that all about? Why do you need to do anything like that?
But, I've got clothes that are older than 40, over 40, Walter. But, well, you know, the thing is, though, seriously, what I've been trying to do for the last 2 years on this show and in my other work, my writing and speaking, is trying to help small business owners make some sense of the social media phenomenon. And I've been telling them that it is a craze, but it's not a fad. Meaning it's a little bit hyped right now, but it's not going to go away. The way that websites were a craze 10 years ago, but were not a fad, and so all I've been trying to get them to do is just to plug in and get some experience, not try to conquer this world, but just keep the leaders in sight, because I think you would agree with me that this whole social media phenomenon is going to become more along the lines of a tool. Or tools than it is, you know, taking every, you know, almost everything we do is involved in social media, and not too long in the future, it's going to be more of a utility. It's more of a tool that we'll use, like we buy advertising or do anything else. What do you think?
Well, no, I think that's exactly right. And to the extent that you employ people who are in their 20s or 30s or try to reach them as customers, it's going to be a mandatory tool. It's going to be something that you have to.
And that's where we are right now, isn't it? I mean, that the younger generations are, you know, I've been reporting on this. You have too, long enough that we've talked about the younger generations when they were still in their, you know, in the fifth grade. But now they're taking their place in the marketplace. They've got their own money to spend, and they are wanting to be connected with in a way that's different from the way you and I were when we were that age.
Absolutely, that's true. And also, if you've got some of those folks working for you, they're going to expect communications from you and guidance from you. Oftentimes, they'll want that increasingly, I think, over social media.
Mm-hmm.
They may be checking your Facebook page to see what you're saying about the direction of your enterprise.
Yeah.
Looking for a tweet.
Well, exactly. Well, and I think that they're, you know, we've got to make sure that that goes both ways because, you know, there are a couple of things I want you to talk to us about when we come back. One of them is that generational communication thing. But the other thing that I want to mention to you, Walter, and my audience has heard me say this 100 times before, and that is for small businesses to not think so much about social media, but to think about building online customer community. So we're going to get Walter to comment on those two things. After this break, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Walter Kieschel is our guest. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance. I think you'll like it because there's a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. A lot of stuff, whatever you're going through, my friends, whatever you're dealing with, whatever issues, good or bad, happy or sad, scary or exciting, we've got something on the website in categories by the Brain Trust members, the articles, the archives, lots and lots of stuff there. Or just if you want to show up and check out what we got going on today, you can find that there at right off the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. My newsletter is there. I hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. And don't forget to take the poll question that's on the homepage. This week's question is about the economy. How is it affecting you? Are you doing well? Are you worried about it? Are you cautious about it? Or are you not so sure about this recovery? And so when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. So hope you check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Walter Kieschel III is our guest. He's the author of The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World. And we're talking about social media. And, you know, Walter, my audience, they're starting to roll their eyes a little bit because they know what I'm about to say. I don't like the term social media. And I say this completely unashamedly over and over again because I want people to get it in their head. If you're a business owner, social media doesn't make any sense to you because social media sounds, the truth is, it's not even an accurate term. Social media defines a technology. It talks about a technology, not about an activity. And so I prefer building online customer communities. Now, when I say that to small business owners, that makes sense to them. And that sounds like something that's worth my time, building online customer communities. Social media sounds like I'm going to go visit my grandmother. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true, but probably a better term is just a different, social media are just other means of communications, other ways of reaching people. Newspapers probably in their time were a form of social media, kind of one way, and not as back and forth as the new forms. But I think you're right in terms of building community. There's a quotation I just love. I came across it in a book on social media recently, a new one. It's from a vice president at Cisco. And he said, and this could be about building a community or it could be about building trust with your employees. He was saying, shared goals require trust. Trust requires behavior. And guess what technology does? It exposes behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is the way that these new forms of communication, one way that they work, they really make clear, oftentimes, or clearer, what you're doing, what your business is doing, what you can offer, mm-hmm. or if you're the boss, how you're behaving, what you're looking for.
And the thing that's so important about what you're saying right now, Walter, is that this is the kind of thing that your customers, not just the young kids, but all your customers increasingly every day are going to be requiring of you if they ever do business with you.
Exactly.
Because
so.
What you just described, Walter, in the doing of what you just said, that's when your values appear.
That's exactly
good
right.
Values are not such good values. And in my opinion, Walter, and what I'm calling the age of the customer, because that's the title of my third book, in the age of the customer, people are going to do business with you more if your values align with them than if they love your marketing message. What do you think?
Well, I think that's absolutely true. And then they're also not going to be just relying on your word for what your values
are.
They're
going
to be going to sites that, you know, if you're running a bed and breakfast, they're going to be going to a TripAdvisor or some other site. If you're running a restaurant, they'll be going to some Cowhound site or something to see whether other people think that you're living up to your
the values
as well.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be and see, this is the thing. You know, when you and I were pups, Walter, word of mouth was part of the marketplace, but it was a small part and it was not highly influential.
Right.
But today, word of mouth has morphed into user-generated content, UGC, and that's becoming a huge part of the marketplace.
Absolutely.
And that's what you were just talking about.
Yeah, exactly so. I mean, you and I, as you say, when we were pups, we were used to more one-way media. I know when I was at Fortune, we'd publish 800,000 issues every 2 weeks and send them out there and just expect, we wouldn't expect to hear much back.
Well, and I used to tell my customers about other customers' experiences. They heard about other customers' experiences from me. Well, they could, you know, could they trust me? Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
But now they don't have to do that.
No, it's and it's a good and a noble thing in many respects, because it enables everybody to have sort of more information and make more and better informed choices about, do I really trust this small business? Do
you
I
know,
really trust that person?
Walter, here's the beauty of what you just said. I'm going to say it just a little bit different. It provides sunlight, and sunlight is a wonderful disinfectant for the marketplace.
The best disinfectant. Exactly,
yeah.
So.
And when you've got that kind of sunlight, there's nowhere to hide. See, this is what's changing the landscape so much, Walter, because sunlight, when you've got this much sunlight that the social media structures are providing, when you've got that much sunlight, there's nowhere for bad actors to hide.
That's exactly right. And it does cause everybody to necessarily kind of up the level of their game.
And so consequently, folks, if you're recalcitrant, if you're holding out, if you're being a knucklehead, if you're being a troglodyte, you're not going to make it, because people are going to look at what you have, and if you're not part of the, you know, the new landscape out there that Walter's talking about right now, then they're going to say, well, that's interesting. They've decided to live in the past, and they're going to move on and go to somebody else. Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to let Walter wrap up this conversation with some more of his ideas after these messages, 10 till the hour. Walter Kieschel is the author of The Lords of Strategy. 10 till. Stay with us.
Down at the station, Lord, I don't care.
We're back. It's 7 till. Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Walter Kieschel III is our guest, our good friend, Brain Trust member, the author of The Lords of Strategy. Walter, tell us how we can find your book and you, please.
Oh, you can find it at any of the online sites. There's also a lordsofstrategy.com website. You can go visit there and get more information.
Is the book available in e-book?
It is. Yes, it is available. It's available in a Kindle edition from Amazon.
Good. All right, good deal.
And there's going to be an audio edition pretty soon if you want to listen to it.
Are you going to narrate
your car?
Are you going to narrate it?
No, I've actually got a fabulous guy named Rob Dean.
Oh, I think you should have narrated it.
Oh, well, no.
You got a great voice.
He's terrific. No, he's a real professional.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Okay, Walter, we're wrapping up our visit on social media. The thing that I think that, you know, when you and I, back to when you and I were pups, you know, when somebody came in your store, they did business with you, thanked them, and they went away, and then maybe, and even though they may have done business with you for years, the way they found out about your next sale was to read it in the paper, hear it on the radio,
right.
Even though they'd known you for years. But today, that's not how your existing customers are going to want to find out about things from you. They want to be. They want you to connect with them, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, they'd like to probably at least have the opportunity of being on an email list or something so that you can send word to them 6 days before you make the sale more general, saying, hey, we're having a private sale for our best customers. Come on down, but a week early before everybody else.
Thank you for bringing that up, Walter, because email, folks, don't think that email, an email list and an email a strategy, don't think that that's not social media, because it is.
Oh, I think that's the granddaddy.
It wasn't the original one, because face to face with the original social media.
Right.
But it is the granddaddy. I agree with that.
Well, and I think for a lot of small business people that I talk to, the biggest inhibition about getting into this is they think, oh my goodness, I'm going to give up control over the information about my business, or I'm going to have to shed some of my
privacy. That ship has sailed. Get over it.
And yeah, exactly right. You really do need to think about, well, what do you truly need to keep competitive, or I mean private and to proprietary, but what you can probably share a lot more than, and you probably should share.
Well, also, in the saying or thinking of what you just said, you've also said, I don't want to operate in the sunlight, and that's where extinction lies.
Right, exactly. So, you gotta be open in this new world.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that you have to presume, you have to realize this is a fact. Your business is going to be discussed online. It is being discussed online. The question is not whether it is that's going to happen. The question is, how are you going to be part of that discussion?
Absolutely.
Because you're not going to make everybody happy. Somebody's going to get mad at you and write something that you don't like about you in online. But to me, Walter, what you've got to do is you've got to have more good things said about you than bad things.
Right. And
it's a balancing thing, isn't it?
You got to get over any inhibitions you may have about asking your friends to make comments and respond online and say things on behalf of your business.
Right. Well, I think, one of the things that I have done, and not necessarily for social media, but for other things, whenever someone comes up to me after I give a speech and they say, hey, Jim, I really enjoyed your speech. It meant a lot to me. You know what I say? I say, you see that guy over there? He hired me to speak. Go tell him that, please. I do that. I do that all the time.
Would you please
walk over there and go tell him that, please? And so if somebody is in your business and they say, this was the best, you got the best hamburger in the world. Just say, are you ever online? Yeah, I'm online all the time. Would you mind saying that online? There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
You
not.
Didn't ask them. They bragged on you first. Ask them to record it.
Right. And actually, one of the things that I think you find out oftentimes is by asking your customers to speak up, whether on your behalf or just to tell you what they think about your hamburger and how your business is going.
Right.
As you say, you provide more sunlight and you make them better customers, more loyal customers.
Well, that's exactly right. And so basically what you're saying, though, Walter, is you can't have your head in a dark place and be successful in the future. You got to come out. You got to be in the sunlight. You got to operate in the sunlight. You actually have to appreciate the sunlight, don't you?
That's really true.
Of social media. 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Oh, just as you said, get over it if you've got inhibitions, or just you don't have to give away everything. You don't have to, as we used to say in the old days, let it all hang out. But you really need to make choices about what you do want to let hang out and what you don't want.
You really have been around for a while, haven't you, Walter? Let it all hang out. Hey, Walter, give us the website one more time, please.
It's thelordsofstrategy.com.
And the book, that's the book, too, The Lords of Strategy. It's outstanding, folks, and it's in plain English, too. That's what I like about it. Walter, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Walter Kieschel, that's K-I-E-C-H-E-L if you're Googling him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.